Welcome to Career Tools. This week, the power of understanding in relationships, part two. The questions this cast answers are, why is understanding so important in relationships? Why are relationships so important in careers? And what is the right thing to do when we don't understand?
If you're looking for online training, Manager Tools is offering our two most popular events over Zoom this month. Our March Virtual Effective Manager Conference starts March 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's four modules on effective management over 2 weeks. Our one-session Virtual Effective Communicator Conference is on March 20th, starting also at 10 a.m. Eastern. Learn our most valuable guidance for managers and professionals this month over Zoom. Sign up for training at manager-tools.com/training.
So now we're going to talk about why did they do that? When you find yourself asking, why did they do that? The answer is to seek to understand. Whenever you don't understand why someone did what they did and did it when they did it or did it with whom they did it or where they did it or how they did it and so on, the answer is to ask them why. No one acts without reason. Again, it goes back to people do things that they typically find value in or that they think is the right way to do it. So even if they don't know what the reason is at the time or why they chose to do that, it's still worth asking the question so you can understand.
Like we said, people don't come in to work in the morning to deliberately ruin your day. But we had that conversation before we even started, right? I was complaining.
Yeah.
As usual. Complaining. People were texting me way too early this morning.
Yeah.
And they didn't deliberately think, oh, it's 7 o'clock and Wendy happens to be at her desk this morning. I'll start texting her and asking her questions because that'll ruin her day.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody thought that. They were like, oh, Wendy's there. I'll ask her a question while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I do that a lot to Wendy. I'm like, oh, since I have you. And it's just because I need
it's
Wendy.
Convenient, right? So if you come in, as an example, to find a file that you need is deleted, the colleague who did so had a reason for doing that. Probably thought it was taking up space and he didn't know you needed it. He had a reason. It's a bad reason from your perspective, but he had a reason for deleting it.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason could have been that there's a process to clean up those files off that certain drive every third Monday in May. Right? Randomly, that you didn't know the process. That person knew the process. They don't know why they do that process, but they know that that's when those files get cleaned off. So they don't know why. They're just following what they've been told to do that they've always done. And is that a good reason? Probably not if, you know, missing that file was a big deal, but it's still the reason that they did it.
So again, we're going to go and ask rather than assume that they deliberately deleted the file on purpose to just mess with your day. And we're going to keep the conversation light and non-accusatory, even if it did ruin your day. And remember, there is a 99% chance that A, your colleague has no idea that they took an action that affected you, that had consequences for you. And they'll be terribly apologetic when they find out. And in my anecdotally, that's like, what is it? The plural of anecdote is not data, but I'm going to do this. Anecdotally, 75% of time, the action can be reversed. It's probably not convenient, but I don't know, 75% of the time, you can get stuff back or you can undo whatever you did. So just wait a minute.
Make adjustments. Most of the time, it's not as big of a deal as it feels in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like you react, you're like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And then you realize what the true implication was. And it's normally not as bad as
oh
you think
God,
or
I'm
it works
have
out.
To do all of that work again. And then it's no, it's like 10 minutes of the work again or whatever.
Or at least that's my experience. My reaction doesn't always match what really comes out of that situation. So in this case, you can say things like, hey, did you delete the spreadsheet off the master drive? I still need it. And is there any chance of getting it back? Hey, is it me or is the formatting on this document not working? It doesn't quite look right. Hey, did you cancel the changes from yesterday's run? Can you help me understand how that's helpful to you guys? It's not great over here.
And one of the people in a building who's actions seem to be particularly perplexing is bosses. And the funny thing about this is individual contributors find their bosses' actions perplexing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they become the boss, their actions make perfect sense, but their boss's actions make no sense. And then when they become a director, their actions make perfect sense, but their boss's make no sense. So it seems that whatever chair you're in, your actions make perfect sense, but the persons above you are very perplexing.
And dare I say that's because you know why you're making that decision.
Exactly. Like the answer in the aggregate isn't any different to why your colleagues take perplexing actions. Your boss has a reason that makes sense to them. And it might be because they have different information or they have different priorities. Or yes, they actually forgot that they told you the opposite last week. Our bosses are human like us. And yes, they forget what they said last week. They forget, or they change their minds, or they get out of bed the wrong way, just like we do. And sometimes, yes, that is the answer.
Yeah. And I think before we started this podcast today, Wendy, I said, you know what? I know we talked about a lot of stuff last week, and for the life of me, I cannot remember anything from last week. So I can only imagine our bosses do the same things.
Yes.
Right? I don't know what happened last week. So if I repeat myself or if they say something totally different, it's because in my brain, right? It happens. Now we're going to talk about why did they decide to do that? When you find yourself asking, why did someone make that decision? The answer is to seek to understand.
So we're going to go off on a tangent and then we'll come back, I promise. So think about all the versions of spoons in the world, the things you eat with. And there's specialized spoons for serving and cooking, but generally spoons are used for getting liquid food from the bowl to your mouth. And yet there are thousands, if not millions, of designs of spoons. There are thousands, if not millions, of choices to be made just choosing spoons. If you went onto any website selling spoons right now and you choose your favorite, someone inexplicably is choosing the one on the next line. Someone is choosing a different spoon to you. Like, weird. Why would they decide? When you're choosing the perfect spoon, why would someone else choose an imperfect spoon? It makes no sense.
Yeah. And if we're going to try to figure out why, we're going to say stuff. Or we're going to ask about, like, was it the price? Was it the value? Or you might have the reason it matches what you already have in that size, or it's fits your hand a little bit better. If we asked the other person, the one that they chose, the one next to yours, and obviously it's more inferior because you didn't choose it, right? They're going to have equally reasonable reasons or rationale. Whether it was the price, the value, they liked the pattern, or it had overnight shipping. But they have reasonable reasons of why they picked that. And I, so oftentimes I'm online shopping and I'm like, why would anyone pick that? Yes. Why is that even an option?
Clearly.
I do want to ask them. I was like, I would love to know who's buying this. I need to know the reason behind that purchase, right?
So people are weird and they make really weird decisions. And the global answer to why did they decide that is because it made sense at the time based on the factors that mattered to me. People who've listened for a long time know that I used to book Mark's travel, and Mark always sits the last row of first class in the aisle seat on the right-hand side. And I always sit on the window on the left-hand side, because then I can lean against the aeroplane and go to sleep, which I'm not supposed to do if I'm working for Manager Tools. But on my off hours, I can do whatever I like. So I like the left-hand window. I have no idea. I have absolutely had the idea, because Mark's explained it to me several times, why you would want that back row aisle seat on the right, because my preference is for something completely different. we are weighing different factors, and that's the answer. And if the airplane only had left-hand window seats, it wouldn't fly.
It's funny because I definitely have the seat that I prefer, and it's totally separate reasons for, than anyone else's. Because I'm like, I like this arm to be out, so I like the left side. And I like to sit closer so I get my meal choice. Right? So we all have different reasons that people would look down on, right? Like, why would you be up there? But I like it. And you know what's interesting, though, is sometimes I make decisions, especially when it comes to travel, because now that Katie helps me, I was like, could you just ask me why I did that? Because I look back at some of my choices and I'm like, what was I thinking? So I'm like, if that doesn't make sense, I wish sometimes people would ask me why. Like, why would you decide that to help me along in my day?
And if we can't explain what we did, how do we think that we can understand what other people are doing when they're doing things that we don't understand? So if you really want to know the answer, if you're prompted by your brain to think that doesn't make sense by the question, why did they make that decision? Then you have to ask them, and you have to be genuinely curious about the answer. You can't be accusatory. It can't be, why on earth would you make that decision? That's crazy. It has to be, I don't understand. Can you just explain to me why you would make that decision? And if you explain to me that you want your meal choice and that's why you want to be at the front of the plane, that makes perfect sense to me. It's not what I would choose to do, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And sometimes that's all you need to do is have someone explain it, because they might not even know why. But once you talk about it, you can also help them too.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever wonder why I make a crazy decision, please ask. Sometimes I need to make sure I know why I did it. Now, there's another situation where people find their boss's action particularly perplexing. Decisions made by bosses don't, it seems, have a high percentage of making senseness. We wouldn't recommend you frequently question your boss's decisions, as in every decision every week. But that being said, you can, at a time that is not pressured, say, hey, boss, please could you explain your thinking on this decision? I expected you to say X and you said Y. And I'd just like to understand how you came to that decision so I know better in the future.
It's a learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, it's a learning experience, because if you were as experienced as your boss, then you might have made the decision differently. Now, especially in business, you don't have that experience, or you haven't weighed all the factors. And sometimes it is just a weird decision that you wouldn't make that way. A lot of the time, there's financial things that I don't understand. And I'm like, oh, yeah, math.
We don't have the insight.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening at the higher levels. But when you ask and you get a little bit more of that insight, that can be very helpful. And now you know in the future, right, some of that information you don't have access to until you ask.
And if you have this conversation, don't argue with whatever your boss tells you. You've asked for an explanation of an event that's happened, and arguing doesn't help you. That's the whole point of the exercise. The exercise is to learn why the decision was made in the way it was made, so that next time a similar decision comes up, you know which factors are being weighed and how they're being weighed. And you're much more likely to be able to predict the decision that will be made. And that's what you're going for. You're trying to understand the situation so that next time you can predict what's going to happen more accurately, which is what we do all the time. You know, if there's a hurricane and your house, you know, loses a door and all of the rest of the house is fine, then what do? You go reinforce that door before the next hurricane, right? That's what you're doing. You're asking your boss, in this situation, you did X and Y. And then when that situation comes up again, you're like, okay, I remember my boss did X and Y, and he did it because A and B, and A is in play now. So X and Y are probably going to happen again.
Yeah. And the more you're prepared for an outcome, the less you react to it, right? Because you're like, oh yeah, no, I was ready for this. Not such a big deal, right?
And you don't have to agree.
Yeah.
You just have to understand.
Disappointed that you can't make it to our in-person and virtual training? Well, the video version of our Effective Manager Conference makes the content available to all. Designed for today's economy and organizational structures, you can access the complete training from wherever you'd like on the schedule of your choosing. While nothing replaces our interactive training, the video series captures the same practice examples and actionable advice. Your management growth isn't out of reach. It's available anytime you'd like with the Video Effective Manager course. Look for the courses under products on our website, manager-tools.com, and start flourishing this spring.
Now let's talk about whenever someone is acting out of character. When you find yourself thinking, why is she acting that way? The answer is seek to understand. If you want to be known as a caring person, but it doesn't come naturally to you, the answer is to notice people's behaviors, then ask about them when they're different.
So for example, notice when your colleagues generally start emailing or instant messaging in the morning. Notice when they're generally online. Notice what time they generally arrive and leave. Notice how much they talk in meetings. Notice their facial expressions. Notice how much effort they put into their appearance, the length of their emails, whether they email or call. You don't need to be documenting any of this. Just keep a loose idea in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime any of this changes, ask if they're okay. Because all of those things are kind of an indication. They're a baseline. And when someone's out of baseline, that's when something's going on. Like, then maybe not okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they are, maybe they're not, but it's better to understand, right? You want that information. And so anytime you see these changes, you can say things like, are you okay? I didn't see you on Slack this morning. Are you okay? You were really quiet on this morning's meeting. And are you okay? I noticed you left early a couple of afternoons this week. Right? Just getting that information. You may or may not get that specific answer. The polite answer is, of course, I'm okay, I'm just busy, or I'm okay, just a bit tired. Those are the typical responses that we get. However, sometimes all a colleague needs is someone to tell them it's okay to take a day off when they're sick, or just to have someone to listen to when they need to vent, right? Just being that person. Sometimes it's nothing that you can help with. In this case, just say, you know what? I'm here to support you. Most times there's not a whole lot we can do, but knowing that someone is there to support you can make a huge difference, or just that they took an investment in you.
Yeah.
Like they genuinely cared about you.
Just that somebody noticed that you weren't okay and asked is sometimes enough. Oh, somebody cares about me. Somebody notices me, especially in the remote environment, you know, because we don't see each other. The fact that someone noticed you weren't on whatever instant messaging, because it's easy to miss.
Yeah. You think you're flying under the radar, but you have those people that notice the small things that maybe you don't even notice. I've been the quiet one on the meeting, and I've gotten the Slack of like, hey, you were really quiet today. I was like, oh, no, I just didn't have anything to say. But thank you for noticing. Like, I mean, it makes people feel, dare I say, like heard or understood. Mm-hmm. And when they might not think that someone's there watching out for them.
Yeah. And you know, we're not giving them the third degree. We're just giving them an opportunity to say something if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine. No. And one person that people rarely do this for and who will really appreciate it is their boss. Even your boss has bad days, days when she doesn't feel good, days when she's stressed or anxious. And the fact that someone noticed and cared enough to ask is like a nice warm and fuzzy, if we go back to the touchy-feely stuff. But nobody ever asks. Nobody ever says to your boss, are you all right? You're really quiet today. Or you're looking a little bit pale today. Are you all right? And it's just nice to ask. Like, include
just checking in, right? Yeah.
So seeking first to understand is what unlocks relationships. When confusion or conflict or miscommunication happens, if you resist the temptation to assign blame or make assumptions and instead seek first to understand, you can unlock the solution to the problem of the moment and the pattern of somebody's thinking so that you can easily or more easily predict their actions in the future. You can call it empathy or patience or belief in the humankind, or you can call it debugging for people. Either way, it works. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Wendy.
That's all for this week. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Bye, everyone.
Bye.